morning, members. Welcome. Members, we have received an apology from Member Cavido. So the purpose of this part of today's meeting would be for the committee to elect an acting chairperson for this meeting. We will use the Western Cape Provincial Parliament Standing Rule 77.2, which reads as follows. In the absence of the chairperson of and the deputy chairperson from a meeting, the committee must elect one of its members to be acting chairperson at that meeting. I will now take nominations for acting chairperson of this committee meeting. Are there any member?
Thank you, Member Botha. Thank you. I nominate Member Botha. Sorry.
Thank you. Second?
I second that, yes.
Thank you. Member Botha, you duly elected or acting chairperson of this committee meeting.
Dankie voorsitter. Good morning. Goeiemôre. Bodoeni. Ubang. Gamalako Ricardo McCain.
Morning colleagues. Cameron Dagmore.
Thank you, members. Sir, at the back, you may come and sit here. Please just introduce yourself for the record.
Michael from PMG.
Good morning, Michael, and welcome. On my left, I have Wasima Hassan Musa, who is the coordinator for this committee. And on my right, I have Mary Ann Burgess, who is the assistant coordinator for this committee. And welcome to the language practitioners at the back there. Good morning. Members, the purpose of this meeting today is to consider the draft report of the Department of Education, Vote 5. In the Schedule 2, the Western Cape Appropriations Bill, and then we're also going to consider two sets of minutes. With regards to the report, I am of the opinion that you have gone through this report, and I'm on page 1, and that date is the date of the 8th of March, not the 15th of March.
Yes.
It should be. It's a draft that we have. We had this yesterday in the committee meetings as well. And we went on the date that we actually interrogated the appropriation in front of the standing committee. So that should then be on the 8th, Wasima. Thank you. So that takes care then of page 1. And then page 2. And there's the information that this committee has requested and also resolution. Just point 2.3, a report on the engagement with the school leadership, comma, WCED and other stakeholders with regard to building extra classrooms in order to cope with the increasing demand at the Milnerton High School. So that amendment I put there.
So, excuse me, Chair, where do you, is that under
on
information
page two,
requested?
Under information requested 2.3. 2.3, as we received it, reads a report on the engagement with the leadership with regard to building extra classrooms in order to cope with the increasing demand at the Milnerton High School. I'm amending in saying a report on engagement with the school leadership, comma, WCED and other stakeholders with regard to building extra classrooms in order to cope with the increasing demand at the Morrison High School. Okay. All right, members, with that, Member Dagmar?
Thanks, Chair. No, I don't have a problem with, you know, the insertion of the school leadership as you had it, but my understanding was that And just for little background, you remember that this committee received a letter from a reverend in Witstrand as well about, you know, the community's demand for a school. And then through the intervention of the committee, there was actually eventually a delegation of the department that met. So I just, my sense that we, what we wanted was both a report on that meeting, which you've got there with the Millerton High School, as well as a report on the visit of the WC delegation to the Witstrand community. Yeah, I think it was both issues were kind of, if I recall correctly, I don't think it's a major issue, but both issues kind of were raised in the meeting. So it's just really to request that there's a report on what transpired in that meeting, that's all.
Okay, my recollection, the Witstrand, we did receive the report on the Witstrand issue, that's the one. Then the Witstrand issue is not part of the appropriations, that's the second one. Eh? But we did receive a written report from the coordinator with regards to that visit from WCED plus other stakeholders with regards to that visit to Witstrand. And I remember when we finished the meeting, you wanted to bring up the Witstrand. So the Witstrand does not become part of this report. Member Mitchell wanted to say something before I did come to you.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm partly covered by what you said. I know that Witstrand, Member Dagmore, raised as you adjourned the meeting already. So.
Thank you, Chair. No, I do remember now that that report, the committee coordinator did actually circulate it to us, and then I actually had a discussion with the HOD and the MEC after the meeting. So I withdraw that and go with your amendment to 2.3.
Okay, thank you. Then members, if that is the amendment, can we adopt with that amendment? And can I have Member Mitchell and Member McKenzie? Thank you very much. Then that takes care of that if you want to have my insertion. Thank you. And then we have to now do the minutes dated the 8th of March, which was this meeting with the appropriation. So it's sort of one would overlap the other one, and in the minutes, members, can we do the amendment in the minutes as we have just done in the report? Can the coordinator then just carry that over, that 2.3? Okay? Then can I have a proposer and a seconder to adopt this minute? Okay, it's again members Mitchell and McKenzie. What?
Leonard Max is not a member of the Democratic Alliance and not a member of the of this committee.
Okay. Yes, I have highlighted that to the coordinator, and she in turn gave another set of minutes with a So that was in the old minutes. Yes.
In
the one that gave now, the correction was brought that it's not Member Max was not in the in the meeting at the time.
But you, I can confirm that he is no longer a member.
Thank you very much for confirming. Yeah, gosh, sarcasm is not part of the
meeting,
is it? So, okay, that takes care of that set of minutes, and then we have minutes dated the 5th of February, which was that minute around the results of the senior National Senior Certificate. Okay? And Member Mitchell sat in for Member McKenzie that day. Member Mitchell?
For consistency, Chair, that my initials be corrected to DG.
Right, DG. I'm on page 1. And Member Dagmore, you attended without your other member, Member Max. He was not here, but you were here that day. Page 2.
My minutes only reflect fully feeling myself, sir. Some other people got themselves confused.
That's what I'm saying. Your other member was not present that day. Page 2. Can I have a proposer and a seconder? member Mitchell. I need a seconder for this minute to accept the minutes. I need a seconder for this minute. Member Mitchell did propose. I need a seconder.
I wasn't at the
meeting. I'm looking at Member Dunmore.
Member Dunmore.
I think you can second
too.
First, you do
this. Okay. All right, members. Then, in terms of concluding the report, Okay, the report would then read as follows, that the Standing Committee on Education, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 5, Education, in the schedule to the Western Cape Appropriation Bill, B1 of 2019, referred to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 187, report that, and I put the proposal to you, report that it supports, does not support the vote. Member McKenzie?
We support the vote.
Thank you. Member Mitchell and then Member Dougmore.
I proudly, Chair, second that we support this vote.
Member Dougmore?
Thanks, Chair. If the minority view of the ANC can be noted in terms of the relevant rule. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank
I'm
you.
Not supporting. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Switch off your mic after you did not support. It would then read, this report would then read, the Standing Committee on Education, having deliberated on the subject of Vote 5, Education in the Schedule to the Western Cape Appropriation Bill B1 of 2019, referred to the committee in accordance with Standing Rule 187, report that it supports the vote. In terms of the Standing Rule 86, the African National Congress expressed its minority view to not support the vote. Members, that is how our report will read. And then Member Dunmore, do you still want to say something?
Yeah, just that if we could record the apology of Member Woolleyfield for not attending this meeting.
Sure.
He asked me to convey that.
Okay, all right. And Member Cabido. Thank you. So it's both Members Cabido and apology for Member Christians as well. So it's all three members. Members, then that takes care of the Standing Committee meeting for today. I just want to take the opportunity of saying thank you very much. I've been a permanent member of this committee since the 5th Parliament to the end. Thank you very much in the absence of the permanent chair of this committee. Thank you very much for your support in this committee and the work that we have done throughout this committee. And a special thank you to you, Wasima, for your supporting role for the chair and in this committee. Thank you so much. And to Mary Ann in her absence. Thank you. Okay, this committee, Standing Committee meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.